All right, Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Film critic Jan Wall on her way from La Jolla to Santa Barbara. It's a rough life. Thug life.
It really is.
Let's bring in our friend once again, Abigail Munn, the artistic director for Circus Bella. And every year she directs, she creates, she produces new work, and the latest one is entitled Kaleidoscope. Abigail, welcome back. Tell us more about Kaleidoscope, please.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Kaleidoscope is our winter holiday spectacular, and we're setting up a big pop circus tent. Actually, we set it up. I'm on my way to rehearsal right now. We've set up a big top tent close to the Embarcadero at the crossing at the East Cut in San Francisco.
What a fun thing for the whole family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a fantastic show. It's a perfect holiday experience for the whole family.
So
what happens under the tent?
We have aerialists. We have acrobats. We have clowns. We have a six-piece live band. And yours truly is the ringmaster.
Do you sit when you're like, you know, on a rainy day and you're not doing it and just create in your mind, or can you like turn off the genius switch, as Letterman used to call it?
Wow.
Unfortunately, I can't turn off the circus in my brain.
Yeah.
It just keeps going all the time. I try sometimes, but I can't do it.
You know, I just saw the movie Wicked, and it got me really into the circus thing. It's kind of a circusy movie. Have you seen it yet?
Not yet, but we have a day on the 16th, and it'll be our first day that I have off, and that's what I'm planning to do with my day.
The circuses. Now, you were a circus child, right?
So I came up with the Pickle Family Circus in San Francisco when I was nine. My family was in the arts, so my father was a lighting designer for the San Francisco Opera.
I grew up backstage
at the Opera House.
That's an amazing way to be raised. Now, you didn't want to go into lighting or directing, or, well, I guess you're a director now. But
yeah, absolutely. I don't know. The circus just spoke to me. But I think that's, you know, one of the things. For growing up, I just thought that every kid went to the opera all the time, and that was the baseline for all things, just because I didn't know any different. So I think what growing up there allows, it's like you have the ability to dream and envision big, beautiful things. And I think opera and circus are sort of in some ways aligned in that they're
very
about
similar.
Yeah, there's something similar about them. It's about spectacle. It's about storytelling, but not as I think there is some alignment in the two fields.
Well, yeah, but the opera is less joyous and crazy and ecstatic as a circus.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I worked on operas and it's so,
yeah.
Everything's such a sad thing in opera. I mean, you know, they're also either sad or a big crazy deal, whereas with circuses, you're really about exuberance and joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say this show, we had our first band rehearsal yesterday. I mean, it is, the joy is infectious.
Abigail, I'm a huge Jeff Hoyle fan, and I remember seeing Feast of Fools, and I know he was with Pickle. I'm a big Bill Irwin fan as well, that Full Moon. He has the Pickle connection. But I bring it up because, and I feel bad I forgot his name, but Jeff Hoyle's son has a one-man show at the Marsh where he does like 30 different characters.
Absolutely. Dan Hoyle.
Yes,
and
he does.
I mean, we're so lucky to be part of such a kind of a rich clowning, but then or theatrical history in San Francisco, and I think we're very much carrying on and taking it into our own way where the Pickles left off.
Yes, fabulous.
Did you ever work at Teatro Zinzani? Because I went to that once, and they made me go on stage and play the drums and stuff.
Oh, amazing. Really? No, so before I was a ringmaster, I was a trapeze artist, and my coach was one of the long-standing trapeze artists over at Zinzani, Duo Movance, who is part of a double trapeze act that was over there for a long time.
God, a ringmaster. How wonderful. A woman ringmaster. I love
that.
We
need more of them.
Yeah.
I'm the Rickmaster.
That's okay, too.
Well, tell us about access, because I know a lot of times, you know, this is not going to break your wallet, is it?
You cut out. What was your question?
I said this is not the kind of thing like Cirque du Soleil where it's $500 a ticket, isn't it?
No, it's more affordable family-priced tickets. Our tickets are $55 and $75, and we offer discounts for kids. And you can go to circusbella.org to purchase your ticket.
So what are some of the things that is innovative this time around where you're like, I know what I'll do, and then you practice it, and you're like, I think I can pull this off?
Well, some of them, I'm going to keep them a secret because we do have some brand new things cooked up, but we're in rehearsal right now trying to pull them off. But we have full company pyramids that we're working on. We've got this, Garrett Allen is a chair, new this year, he's a chair stacker. So he stacks a bazillion chairs up in the air, and he's at the top of the tent doing handstands on all these chairs.
Oh, my
so
God.
It's so exciting. And the whole company, the chairs are so high, we can't get the chairs up to him just by handing them to him. So then we have to stand on each other's shoulders to get the chairs up to him. So it's quite something.
Do you use nets, honey, so nobody gets hurt, or what?
We don't use nets. It's a very small tent, but we are spotting. And we actually do have quite a few safety. No one's going to get hurt. We have lots of safety precautions in place.
I always worry about that with circuses. I don't know why. So crazy. Yeah. How long does the show last?
The show is 90 minutes long and has a 15-minute intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good for kids. Yeah.
Good for kids. Not too long, not too short. It's just the right amount. But I promise to leave you wanting more.
So, Abigail, I have to ask you as well, what are some of the things, like, you kind of think, well, you know, this is my fort, I'm good at this, and then maybe you think, well, why don't I try something? You know, why don't I do a trapeze or, you know, ride an elephant?
Right.
You know, what are some of the things that you've been experimenting with?
Well, so my new venture, I'll just speak personally, is so I was a trapeze artist, and then I decided I was going to take up singing. So now I'm a singing ringmaster. I sing, Say It's Only a Paper Moon, which is this beautiful song, kind of about
the wind.
I love
that song.
It's a beautiful classic song, and it's all about the circus.
It's only a paper moon.
Yeah.
So tell us some more.
I sang a little, Rick. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, you did a little.
That was very good.
You did some Kate Smith or Ethel Merman last time, didn't you?
Maybe. Be
good. You'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, tell us online, where should we go for tickets then, Abigail?
So to buy tickets, go to www.circusbella.org.
All right, there it is. Abigail Munn, the singing ringmaster, didn't run away to the circus, born into it. Thank you for your time.
Wow, Abigail, thank you. Merry holidays to you.
Yeah, happy holidays to both of you, and thank you for having me on the show. I love talking to you both.
Great, thank you so much.
Feelings
mutual.
Well,
right.
It's only a paper moon floating over a cardboard sign. And something like, if you believe, then I love you, oh, Rick.
Do you remember Tatum O'Neill in Paper Moon?
Paper Moon.
Nominated for an Oscar at, like, 10 years old. Won the Oscar,
baby.
Won the Oscar. 10 years old,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I love that movie. I love that film.
Do you know
remember
what?
Remember Madeline Kahn and her big breasts?
Oh, I love Madeline Kahn. She's a genius.
Yeah, me too. And, yeah. And Ryan O'Neill was never better. It's a wonderful film. If you haven't seen it out there, it'd be a very good holiday movie, even though it's the Depression.
You know what? I was talking to the guy, Asif Sobhani, I think his name is. He directed the Amy Winehouse movie. He got an Oscar for it. And so he had come up with his list of 10 greatest movies ever, and one of them on my list, speaking of Ryan O'Neill, is What's Up, Doc, is in my top 10.
Oh, I just watched that again.
Top 10, Jan.
Really? That's pretty high up.
That's I say top
movie.
5.
Well, I saw a movie this week that was my favorite movie of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
What's that name of stuff? Who directed
Jesse
it? Jesse Eisenberg directed it. Jesse Eisenberg. And he stars in it and he wrote it.
All right. Well, we will get to that. But after a quick break, we are going to go to the social media star singers, Casey Brevet, or Breves, we'll find out, and Sam Sweet. We'll find, or Sam Sue, I'm sure he says. We'll find out how to pronounce the names. We'll come on back with Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.